Hello, and welcome to Inside View, a weekly public service show on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guest, Tricia Hufford, Executive Director, Center for New Beginnings in Newark. You came in, and I were talking about the big event, the Purse with a Purpose, and that is when?
August 8th at the Doubletree.
And you were gracious and humbly asked us, would we be involved again? I said, oh, I know I would be. And you said...
I don't know about Joel. He went to Hawaii on me last year, so I'm still holding a little bit of a grudge.
There might be some plans moving forward now. That's all I can say.
He just took out his calendar, Tricia, went, August 8th, mark that baby off. But for folks who've never been to that, we're going to get into another great fundraiser you're doing. That is a blast.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a lot
I know
of fun.
We're talking about something in August, but man, people need to get on this thing right away because you guys do a fantastic job with
you.
That. It's a lot of fun.
We have a lot of fun. And you know, we pretty much sold out last year. So we're filling up the Doubletree on a regular basis now. And you were there to be our guest MC last year. That was a lot of fun. And we just have a great crowd and a lot of predominantly women, but we have a few men that come with us, a few judges, a few elected officials, and they really like chip in and help raise the money as well. And we just have the greatest silent auction items and the most beautiful designer bags.
They are unbelievable. Now, there was one lady there kept giving me grief because I didn't know what these bags, I mean, that's why I wish you were there, because you probably know. They're giving me some of these fancy names for these purses. I'm like, it's a what? And she knew a man. That young lady was on it.
Yeah.
She had a lot of fun.
You would be surprised.
Yeah, no doubt. And look, you always get me. There's always something in there. I'm doing this year. Last year, I bought the floating spa for my wife, and she went and did it for the first time last weekend. And she said that was unreal. I don't know
if
you've done that.
I have done it. Okay. It is amazing.
Yeah, she enjoyed it. Yeah, that gets salt water, and you just kind of...
Quiet, music, just, you know, in your own head, relaxation.
See, I would never do that.
Yeah?
No, I don't want to be in this head any more than I already am.
You need a lot of salt water to keep that thing afloat. I get that.
Right?
99% salt, 1% water.
All right. Talk a little bit about what the money will be going toward. Because, again, people hear the Woodlands, New Beginnings.
Sure.
All the same. So.
Well, the Center for New Beginnings, we're located downtown Newark. We have been in existence for about 30 years. We are a domestic violence shelter serving individuals who are experiencing an emergency situation with domestic violence and need shelter. But we also serve hundreds of other individuals who just need legal assistance, like protection orders and stalking orders. So we're serving about 600-700 people a year on average with the services that we provide.
Mm-hmm. I bet that number is pretty eye-opening to a lot of people. When they hear 600-700 people in our community dealing with domestic violence, that is, wow, that's a very eye-opening number.
It really is. And on average, we shelter about 100 women or men and 100 children every year. But we do about another 400 to 500 in civil protection orders and stalking orders, which is an amazing service because if you don't need to be in shelter, you can stay in your home with the protection of the courts. You know, that's a great opportunity for those individuals as well. So, yeah, we serve a lot more people than anybody would ever guess. Mm.
So your assistance with that, is that just for folks? Again, I don't know
anything. It's for everybody.
Yeah, so, I mean, but anybody can come in and say, hey, look, I need help.
Yes.
How do I? You kind of walk them through that process, correct? Because that can't be easy if you're coming down there.
Yep. We will walk anybody through the process. You know, there's no socioeconomic limits to domestic violence. It can happen to anybody. It can happen to men. It can happen to women. It can happen to people in same-sex relationships. So we are there to help anybody, and whatever they come to share with us and whatever they're asking of us, we will do our best to help them get to the next step to be safe, you know, in their life.
Do you help with mental health issues, too? Do you get folks directed in a direction where you can get them the help they need? Because you don't provide mental health services, correct?
Well, actually, we do.
Okay.
And we do that through our parent agency, which is the Woodland Serving Central Ohio. We have therapists there. And those therapists take turns coming down to New Beginnings, and they do trauma group work. They do healthy relationship groups, and they also do support groups. So every week, at least three times, there is a mental health therapist in our building there to support our clients. And then in turn, most of our clients go to the Woodlands for individual therapy or wherever they choose to go in the community. They don't have to use the Woodlands.
Yeah. Are you seeing more men coming in? Because I know it's still, it's predominantly you're dealing with women, but you're starting to see more and more stories of, on a national level too, of men saying, hey, look, I can't, what do I do? Because they want an avenue to figure out how they can get out of this.
Sure. We do, and we have sheltered men. The number is very low for shelter. However, the majority of the men that we do see are the ones that are coming in for civil protection orders or the stalking orders. So we're still serving men. They just don't necessarily request the shelter service.
The stalking and all the, you know, I've just read a heartbreaking article yesterday about a mom who is trying to get her son was bullied online.
Yes.
And committed suicide. I don't know if you saw this article. Yes. It was a tough read. Are you seeing more of those things because of all of that can happen with the phone and the, the you know, the stalking
gaming.
And that? Yeah. I mean, are you seeing this more and more?
Well, we are seeing some of it. And our victim advocate actually just went through an extensive training on electronics and gaming and all of those outlets and how domestic violence can become involved with those platforms. So we're prepared and we're trying to be knowledgeable always about the next thing that's happening or the next trend. So she just provided me this wonderful big packet of information to you know, we're going to share, and she's equipped to share with clients.
You've seen a lot more younger people coming through the doors, especially, the teens and stuff like that. I mean, do you take the teens on without, I mean, I know they need parental and all that kind of stuff, but are you seeing more?
We have, yes. And typically it's a parent bringing a teen
in.
And we can do what we call dating orders as well as the civil protection orders. So those are typically for individuals that are under the age of 18 and they're needing that kind of assistance because of a dating relationship that has become violent.
I know that the anytime there's a accusation of domestic violence, you have to take it seriously. But what's the follow through? Because sometimes somebody may be in a heated situation. I mean, are there thresholds where it actually is domestic violence? And then is there investigation? How do you determine whether, you know, again, it's I'm sure it's touchy, but whether it's a truthful accusation or not? It seems like that would be the place you would start.
Well, I'm going to start by telling you that the Ohio Revised Code defines domestic violence and legal involvement. So unfortunately, although they're working on it, we're still not recognizing through law that emotional violence is domestic violence. It's more the physical violence. So we're still, based on how the situation started, it could start with you come to us first and we go from there. It could start with law enforcement showed up. So when law enforcement shows up to a scene, they have to take charge of the scene and make some decisions about what to do next. And then often law enforcement will refer to a victim advocate, whether it's another agency or whether it's ours, predominantly ours, and we kind of pull everything apart and take a look at it and what are the options here? Are there going to be charges? And we walk through the whole legal process with that client if they choose for us to. We will go to court with them. We will, you know, we'll keep them informed of all kinds of information that's happening with their case. So to answer your question, Joel, like everything is different. Every case is just a little bit different. But our staff is so equipped to know what to do. We're there to offer, and then it becomes up to the victim what they choose to do to move forward.
And then what has to happen for that emotional part to be written into the law?
Well, they're looking at legislature. You know, we have a wonderful organization in the state called Ohio Domestic Violence Network. And this is a group of advocates that are constantly, you know, encouraging new law, new legislation to protect victims of domestic violence. So my understanding is there's some talk at, you know, the Capitol level of hopefully being able to implement some of that emotional, environmental abuse into the law.
Yeah, because I think sometimes we forget that, you know, that emotional abuse can be as damaging.
It is.
I know that sounds, and I'm not at all making any light of, you know, physical violence, but that emotional damage, I'm sure you know better than I do.
Well, and I've been there, gosh, over 20 years now. So I will tell you that a victim more often than not has told me that the emotional violence is more damaging to them than the physical violence was. And that's all part of the cycle and, you know, how domestic violence works.
Yeah. There's so many different aspects of this that you got to have, and you talked about, you know, you have mental health professionals. It's not just you. I mean, you've got a great staff over at New Beginnings mm-hmm. as well that helps. And you work closely with the court system, correct?
We do.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. talk a little bit about that relationship, mm-hmm. Dealing with domestic court. I mean, I'm thinking of the judges who I know, Duke Frost and, you know, mm-hmm. and Deborah Lang, mm-hmm. but talk a little bit about that relationship.
Mm-hmm. We have a great relationship with the court system. In fact, one of our victim advocates has an office at the DR court, which they give us to utilize. We pay for our funding pays for the individual, but they share the office space because we're a little limited on our office space down at New Beginnings. The judges are just really amazing people, and we've had, you know, great, and the magistrates, we've had a great relationship with them. And so they were very supportive of, you know, helping us this year to continue to find some funding to keep that victim advocate down at the DR court. Mm-hmm.
What should people do if they suspect there might be something going on? Because, I mean, again, a lot of times this is behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
I mean, is there things they should be looking for, Tricia? I mean, just kind of clues?
Well, I say if you're the person that feels like something is going on in your home, in your relationship, you are welcome to call us anytime. And we have a 1-800 number. It's 686-2760. And you can call anonymously. You don't ever have to share your name, and you can call all hours of the day because we are staffed 24/7, and just talk to us, and we will help you with your questions, with your information, and maybe getting to the next step. Mm-hmm. But just because you call us, you are not obligated to do anything. We're just there to listen and help point you in the right direction. Now, if you're a friend or a family member, you can also call us and say, hey, I think my daughter's going through something, or my best friend or my mother. Call us. We will help you and guide you through those processes mm-hmm. as well.
Are there certain signs folks should look for to say, hey, you know, I think mm-hmm. something's off here? I mean, you hear mm-hmm. some different things, but it comes to mental health and, you know, mm-hmm. and those kind of things. But are there some things that folks can look for?
Well, we call them red flags. And anybody can get online and Google red flags for an unhealthy relationship. But it's, you know, boy, there can be so many. But I think that when you as a person begin to question, do I feel okay with this? Is it okay that he doesn't spend the time with me that I want him to spend? Is it okay with me that he, you know, has hit me? Is it okay with me that he has told me that I'm worthless? Those are things that, you know, it's really complicated because domestic violence relationships don't start out that way. They start out with love. This is a person you care about. So when these red flags begin to happen, these incidents, it's really hard to determine, and it's very easy to be convinced as the victim that it's your fault, or you're taking it too seriously, or this is the way a relationship works. And, you know, we're here to tell you that's not, relationships aren't always perfect, but we're here to tell you that it's not okay for you to not feel good about mm-hmm. yourself and feel safe.
Yeah.
So again, it that's a lot of information, and when somebody calls us and says, let me tell you what's happening to me, we are there to say, okay, that sounds like a red flag, mm-hmm. or this is what it could lead to. So that's how we can be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you got to trust your internal self.
Yes.
You got to, you know, know what you're comfortable yes. with and what you're not. And, you know, that passion, you know, you talk about love at the start of a relationship, and then passion, and then it can turn to possession and those kind of things.
Yes.
And that's why I think you question it a lot of times is mm-hmm. you have history, you have track record. Mm-hmm. You're like, I know this person loves me mm-hmm. at their core, but things yeah. are changing now.
Well, and you know, sometimes with the youth, I think that youth, especially in my experience, when somebody is jealous of you and where you're at and who you're hanging out with and why aren't you spending time with me, that kind of feels a little good. Like, wow, they really must care about me. But really, think about that.
Yeah.
Like, that is that controlling? You know, is it I can't hang out with my friends anymore? Is it I can't participate in band after school or a sports activity because that individual wants me with them all the time? That's unhealthy.
Mm-hmm. You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guest, Tricia Hufford, Executive Director, Center for New Beginnings in Newark. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.